The leadership of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has decided to suspend for now their efforts to change their government structure. According to Scott George, the chairman of the Federation Division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, it's all about the controversy now swirling around the Federation of State Beef Councils.
Yesterday evening, our NCBA officers and the producer leaders who have worked hard to improve NCBA's governance structure have decided to suspend discussions about governance changes so that the Federation of State Beef Councils can clarify its roles and its wishes. It was clear to us as leaders that controversy around NCBA's governance proposal was getting in the way of an accurate discussion about the Federation. We believe delaying the discussion about our governance is not only the right thing to do for our state partners, it is essential to the effectiveness of the Beef Checkoff program. No one is more concerned about that program than us at NCBA. We have critical issues that are facing this industry that demand attention. For example, we have well-funded activist groups that are seeking to put us out of business. We have vegetarians trying to remove beef from the plate. We have confusion about beef's nutrition profile. We have challenges to our export market opportunities. We have concerns about animal handling. We have concerns about carbon footprint and the beef industry. All of these issues could potentially put U.S. cattle producers out of business, and we cannot afford to sit on the sidelines and allow the governance issue to divert our attention away from the matters at hand. And without question, our priority as NCBA leaders is to preserve the effectiveness of the Federation for beef producers.
And Scott George seemed to be saying that the Federation of State Beef Councils would actually be making a decision sometime in the near future about whether it stays within the NCBA structure or not.
There's so much confusion, so much misinformation flying around out here right now that it's actually distracting people from what is important in the business. And so it is suspending it for now. We are waiting and trying to gather more information from our state beef councils. In the end, whether or not the Federation separates from NCBA and becomes totally separate or whatever that word means, will ultimately lie with the state beef councils. It is their organization. They have the vote. They have the right to decide. And we want to make sure that we have got enough understanding of where they want to be and how they want to be. And so it's suspended at this point until such time as another decision is made. And when that happens, of course, we've been transparent and open through this whole process. That would be announced at that time.
But for a minimum, nothing's going to happen at the end of July in Denver, right?
No. That will not even be on the docket in July.
We had the opportunity to ask Scott George about this Cattlemen's Beef Board Executive Committee recommendation that the Federation of State Beef Councils be separated from the NCBA. He indicates he's disappointed that that particular recommendation has been made. And we ask him about the doability of allowing the Federation to be separate.
You asked if this is doable. It is doable, but the question I have is, we've been there, we've been separate before, it wasn't effective or efficient. Do we really want to go back that way?
Chairman of the Federation Division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott George. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.